Yes, this is gonna be so fun.
I know, right? So let's get this party started. I asked her about the idea of a mainstream comic book character that is both queer and Latinx.
Yeah, it's definitely an identifier. And again, like gaining a little more mainstream acceptance. My cousins can be like, yeah, Gabby's like my queer Latina writer cousin. There's not as much stigma, I think, as there used to be.
That kind of thinking is what led Marvel to Gabby and her voice, which would now be America's voice. To get that character right, Gabby had to draw on her own experiences as a comic fangirl.
Oh my goodness. I feel like now I am a tremendous superhero fan. In the last 6 months, I've read more comics than I have in my whole life. And wow, like what took me so long? This is incredible. Reading like old issues of the X-Men, old stuff, whatever I ask for, they send me.
Oh, that's awesome. So basically you have just Marvel catering to your needs right now.
No, no, I have Marvel as like the best like research sidekick.
Oh my God. How did you find out that you were going to write for Marvel? How did that come to be?
They emailed me, like super casually, just emailed me. And I really thought it was spam. Like, what? Like, you know, when you get those emails where it's like, hello, I'm a prince from another land. And I thought that at first. And it was a really sweet email from Will Moss, who is editing America. And he said that he was on like looking for authenticity for America Chavez. So the email stated that he read my book, Juliet Takes a Breath, and felt that the honest, bouncy voice of Juliet would work well in certain respects with America. So did I want to write for Marvel?
Oh my God. So did you like freak out?
Oh my goodness. I've told this story a couple of times and it's really funny because yes, I did freak out. I was in my 9-to-5 job and I'm just, I think I had just done the thing where you go to like the water machine and like, you know, very boring day. And then I got this email and I just go running down the like hallways to the elevators and make it to the floor, the bottom floor, and call my mom, tell her everything. And she was just like, oh my God, Nana, that's so amazing. Oh my God. Thank you, God, you know, like just being
the typical mommy thing. No, that's awesome. Going back to the comic, tell us more about America Chavez. Who is she?
America Chavez is a powerhouse of a young woman. She can punch into other dimensions, pretty much like punch first, ask questions later if there's any question asking that even happens. She's got incredible one-liners, and she's that one that you want on your team, you know what I mean? That'll just have your back and won't get involved in, like, the chisme or the BS and get the job done.
So I was asking you about, like, who is she, but
yes.
What is she now trying to find out?
America is having a moment that is focused solely on her. So that in and of itself, like, opens you up to all these complexities, right? So she's a superhero, but she wants to step away from that just a little bit. I don't know if she gets to, but she has enrolled at Sotomayor University.
So cool.
Yeah. So she's taking a minute. Also, she wants to have fun and get to know people and have a little less pressure on her. And also, we're going to explore her origins.
And let me ask you about that. People have been asking, like, okay, so where is she from? Or like, all these questions that we get asked, I think, every day, right?
Yes.
How's that been? How do you think that you're going to be presenting that in the coming issues?
Thus far, I've definitely been thinking about it a lot because it's like, you can say, okay, America's going to be Puerto Rican or she's going to be Dominican or she's going to be this. But also, what does it mean to kind of like explore it in a superhero kind of way? And you're going to see how different cultures under this Latino blanket have influenced her.
Okay, speaking of influences, let's talk music. Did you listen to specific bands when you were creating her?
Oh my God, Girl in a Coma. Just Girl in a Coma has been like such a soundtrack to my writing for Juliet Takes a Breath and for America Chavez. Like, I'm of the generation where I grew up listening to Nirvana and I grew up listening to Soundgarden and Pearl Jam.
Oh my God, grunge.
No, that part of the 90s did not escape me. In my other life, in another dimension, mm-hmm. where Latino people and Afro-Latino people are like censored in a way that is respectful, Girl in a Coma is like Metallica to me.
Oh yeah, they're a great band. I was also looking at the cover of the second issue, and I compared it with a picture of Beyoncé.
Mm-hmm.
So that second issue is made in her honor, right?
Yeah, I love Beyoncé. This Lemonade album has just been like so good for the psyche, and like just such a declaration of like pro-black, like love, sentiment, you know. Oh my God, Bomba Estéreo. It's so good. And so in our music, there's like that joy, right? That's another element that I really want to bring into America. I don't know what folks expect, but I'm very conscious of not doing a comic that is so steeped in like oppression mm-hmm. and politics that it loses that fun and joy. I kind of would almost rather err on the side of, damn, here's just a comic. Like here is just a fun, exciting, wild ride for you to enjoy, lift us up a little bit out of the like everyday hardships. That's the spirit of comics, I think, in general.
Right. So it also speaks to universal experiences?
Yeah. And that's where I want to like center America, in those classic moments of triumph and joy and heartache and warmth, that connection, you know, to the everyday human experience.
And Gabby's right. Now, comic book characters like America Chavez are not only going to continue expressing something more universal, we're going to see them look and think more like who we are on our everyday lives. Latinx, goofy, full of life. And there is a superhero that walks among us, a queer and Latinx that we can all look up to, ready to take on the challenges of our world. And her name is Gaby Rivera. For Al Latino, I'm Camilo Garzón in Washington, D.C.